Imagine possessing a mind so extraordinary that complete inventions appear before your eyes, fully formed and operational, without ever touching a tool. This wasn't science fiction, but the daily reality for Nikola Tesla, whose autobiography, My Inventions, offers a rare glimpse into one of history's most brilliant yet enigmatic minds. While Thomas Edison dominates popular culture, Tesla's work fundamentally shaped our modern world in more profound ways. His alternating current system powers our homes, his radio technology enables wireless communications, and his visionary ideas continue inspiring innovators from Elon Musk to Larry Page. What makes Tesla's story particularly fascinating isn't just his technical achievements, but his extraordinary mental processes, his ability to visualize complete inventions before building them, his hypersensitive perception, and his philosophical reflections on human potential. For Tesla, invention wasn't work, but years of continuous rapture. He rejected rigid schedules, living through his thoughts and following instinctive impulses born from imagination. From childhood, Tesla experienced peculiar mental phenomena, vivid images accompanied by flashes of light. Rather than being hindered by this condition, he transformed it into his greatest strength. Unlike conventional inventors who relied on trial and error, Tesla constructed inventions completely in his mind, visualizing devices with perfect precision and making improvements mentally before creating physical models that worked flawlessly. Tesla's inventive instinct emerged early. Excluded from a frog-catching expedition, young Nikola fashioned a hook from soft iron wire, discovering he could make frogs snap at an empty hook. His fascination with natural energies manifested when he attached June bugs to create a primitive motor. His mechanical curiosity drove him to dismantle clocks and create compressed air pop guns. After moving to Gospic at age 6, Tesla experienced both humiliation and triumph. Following an embarrassing church incident, he redeemed himself by solving the town's new fire engine failure, becoming an instant hero. This pattern of social awkwardness, followed by technical brilliance, would define his life. Despite his parents' clergy aspirations for him, Tesla became captivated by electricity through his physics professor's demonstrations. After recovering from cholera, Tesla convinced his father to let him study engineering instead. At the Polytechnic School in Graz, Tesla studied rigorously from 3 a.m. until 11 p.m. When Professor Poschel demonstrated a sparking Graham dynamo, Tesla suggested creating a brushless motor. The professor declared this equivalent to converting gravity into rotary effort, impossible, which only strengthened Tesla's determination. Following unsuccessful attempts and a nervous breakdown with extreme sensory sensitivity, Tesla had his breakthrough while walking in Budapest's city park, reciting Goethe's Faust. The solution appeared suddenly. He drew diagrams in the sand, revealing the rotating magnetic field principle, visualizing the motor with perfect clarity. This discovery became the foundation of modern alternating current motors and Tesla's greatest contribution to electrical engineering. It came not through incremental experimentation, but in a moment of insight after years of contemplation, a discovery Tesla described as wrested from nature at the peril of my existence. After his breakthrough, Tesla developed machines that appeared completely real in his mind, down to the smallest wear marks. In less than 2 months, he created virtually all the motor types that would later bear his name, a creative burst revolutionizing electrical engineering. Tesla's journey took him from Budapest to Paris, where he worked with Edison's assistant, Charles Batchelor. Despite improving dynamos and building a working AC motor, European funding eluded him. Following Batchelor's advice, Tesla headed to America, barely making the journey after losing his money and tickets. In America, Tesla initially found the country unrefined. After impressing Edison by repairing the SS Oregon's lighting overnight, Edison granted him work freedom. Tesla worked tirelessly for nearly a year designing 24 standard machines. When his promised $50,000 bonus proved a joke, Tesla resigned, beginning their legendary rivalry. After establishing his own company and developing his arc lighting system, Tesla acquired laboratory facilities in 1887. His motors matched his mental images perfectly. In 1888, Westinghouse agreed to manufacture Tesla's motors, though adapting them to their 133-cycle standard would later prove problematic. A childhood experience shaped Tesla's scientific path. While playing on a mountain, he watched a small snowball trigger an avalanche, fascinating him with how something tiny could create enormous power. This impression inspired Tesla's favorite invention, the magnifying transmitter. Beginning with a November 1890 laboratory experiment, producing electric fields strong enough to light electroless vacuum tubes, his demonstrations earned worldwide attention. Nature provided further inspiration when Tesla observed lightning preceding rainfall during a storm, revealing their cause-effect relationship. He envisioned a profound possibility. If humans could produce sufficient electric effects, we might transform Earth itself, controlling water distribution, irrigating deserts, and accessing unlimited power. Tesla's technical development progressed steadily, with his conical coil reaching tensions of about 1 million volts by spring 1893. Despite his laboratory's destruction by fire in 1895, he rebuilt and pursued his intuition that proper design could achieve his goals with compact equipment. By 1899 in Colorado, his improvements enabled current generation at any desired tension, potentially reaching 100,000 million volts. The magnifying transmitter pushed Tesla to his mental limits. When overworked, he would fall into brief lethargy, awakening with renewed clarity, nature's protective mechanism for his mind. Tesla believed his sacrifices would yield proportional rewards, certain his transmitter would deliver both commercial and humanitarian benefits. He viewed technical improvements that unified humanity as the greatest good. His mechanistic theory of life emerged from afflictions that forced him into intense imagination and self-observation. While others accepted intellectually that humans were automata responding to stimuli, Tesla lived this reality consciously through every action. His extraordinary imagination manifested in vivid mental imagery: dark blue backgrounds, green flakes, vibrant lines, and twinkling dots. This unique mental framework produced peculiar behaviors: aversion to women's earrings, fascination with crystals, discomfort around camphor, and compulsions like counting steps in multiples of three, all glimpses into a mind operating on entirely different principles. Tesla demonstrated his mechanistic theory of life through an automaton built between 1893-1897 that created sensation when unveiled. His remote-controlled boats operated through multiple circuits without interference, amazing audiences unaware of his control. In college, Tesla conceived reaction-propelled flying machines without planes, propellers, or external attachments. These devices, controllable mechanically or wirelessly, could deliver missiles precisely over vast distances. Tesla warned that nations would soon possess weapons with unlimited destructive range, urging development of flying machines and wireless energy transmission to prevent global catastrophe, decades before nuclear weapons appeared. Tesla's legacy extends beyond inventions to his transformative vision. His concepts of wireless power, remote control, autonomous vehicles, and global communication networks anticipated developments realized a century later. What distinguishes Tesla is his imagination, envisioning technology serving humanity's highest aspirations. In our wireless, autonomous age, we're finally catching up to his century-old visions. Perhaps his greatest creation was a worldview where the impossible simply awaits the right mind to visualize it into reality.